Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
It's the shape of his head is throwing everything off. The face detection won't work.
Fucking time shifting gravity.
All right,
start the show.
Let's get this shit going. Jesus Christ. All right, so we are on episode 10 of the voicemail, the official podcast voicemail shit. So it's a long story why we have four people in here. It's me and Anthony, of course, and then Brady, who is a listener of the official podcast. I think he's coming in to represent them. And then Kaya, one of the hosts from the official podcast, who just enjoys hearing voicemails, I think, at this point.
I think he just enjoys hearing my voice.
All of the above, sure.
A little bit of behind-the-scenes shit was that I don't think Brady would go on without Kaya being by his side.
I need his help.
You need everyone's help. Jesus, you were begging on three different servers for help setting up. Fucking, you begged so many different people just to set up a USB mic that
well, all said no.
Plug in.
It literally says plug and play on the box. I mean, you just plug it in.
What do I do with it? The guy comes and asks for help, and then you're like, yeah, sure, no problem, I'll help you. And then you come on here and bash him for asking for help.
Damn straight. I didn't say yeah, I'll help.
Yeah, he wouldn't help me.
No,
you're here.
He was sending screenshots of their conversation. Like, just here, look at this guy suffer.
All right. He wasn't suffering. He's a fat fuck. He was typing to five different people about the same problem instead of asking Google.
And Kaya said, Gosh, I can't help you. I'm in bed. I'm trying to enjoy my coffee. Oh, fuck.
All right.
I didn't say I can't help you.
You guys,
I don't want to.
Are you guys married?
Get your own private room or something, but. We got to get through these fucking voicemails. I want to be done with these.
You realize this is just going to turn into me hijacking this to call the three of you fat for an hour.
I'm not that fat.
I'm not fat.
Buddy?
If you're still listening to this.
All right, this ain't going to fucking work. Bye, guys.
I said, let's hear one.
I tried. As soon as I started playing it, everybody started fucking talking.
All right.
Hey, Doug and Anthony. If you're still listening to this, that means you didn't listen to the last voicemail, you fucking pieces of shit, and you didn't skip this one. Anyway, if you're still listening, I suggest that if you guys don't want a bunch of 12-year-olds calling, you guys should come out as pedophiles. You don't have to mean it, but it keeps the kids away. Anyway, I don't know. Yeah. Fucking, I'm going to fucking die.
The fuck, man?
So we did the next best thing. Me and Anthony, of course, are not pedophiles, and we're not going to come out to pretend to be some, but we will bring them on our show.
Mm-hmm. Two of them, as a matter of fact.
Hey, Doug. Hey, Anthony. This is Tony. I'm from Cali. This is actually a voice for the official podcast, boys. Hey, man, you know, fuck, man, I'm just going through the motions. I just heard, man, fucking epic. Yeah, man, this is peace, dog. This shit's fucked up. Let me fucked up fucking all day. Used to watch this shit. Now he's fucked.
What the fuck is this guy saying?
He's going through the motions as if somebody forced him into this act of sex.
And then he said something about, he used to watch this every day, and
I think, right. Like, he's listening to the podcast, and as soon as he heard the number, he called.
God, man, I fucking feel that shit, dog. Fucking hurts, but anyways, man, I've been listening to you guys' podcast, just trying to keep it through my workouts and shit like that, even just trying to do...
I'm bailing. I
don't know what he's talking about.
I didn't even know you had Mexican listeners, Kaya.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, we do have plenty.
Hey, Anthony and Doug, guys, they've been listening to your podcast. It was cool. Although, to be honest, I'm probably not going to be listen to it all that much. But yeah, this is actually a full voice for the official voice. I just want to say, man, fucking, you know, pulling out for
spit
fucking
it out.
Like, shit sucks. You know, fucking J Station. I left a voicemail for the night. I'm pretty sure you guys.
Jesus, that was I called to say that like right so like J Station.
Why did he bring up J Station? Was he on the podcast?
No, it's just some fucking faggot YouTuber who cares.
I know he's a YouTuber, but what is the point of bringing him up?
But I left this out of my other fucking voicemail of us. I was gonna say it right. I forgot, but I kept forgetting every time I called in. Bring back the fucking Boardwalk Burger joke, dog. Come on, that shit's funny. I love hearing it every single time it comes up. I fucking strap in.
I fucking.
After hearing that joke 100 times, he still loves it.
That's called pandering, Brady.
Oh. Yeah, my name's Chuck, and I saw this. I'm from Dallas, Texas, and I saw this guy putting cheese slices all over a guy's semi truck, and I was told I was supposed to report this to you. Okay, it was over there in what you call Encinitas, California. So I hope you catch the bass.
All right, one of you two can explain that.
I wonder, like, do you guys think this is what 911 operators feel like? Just drunk assholes calling it. I was with my friend, like, we had a drink, and now he's gone.
I think that's just a so random guy.
Oh, fuck. It's brutal.
Was that a pedophile joke and then some mumbling afterwards? That's all I heard. He's stretch a 12-year-old. That's all I wrote. No, I don't know. I thought of this call.
Somebody played our show back to our voicemail for us to play on our show.
Oh, that is a new form of torture. Did you say you only had like 10 of these left? How many do you have left now?
No, we're fine.
No, we're good.
I have to make an announcement for the official boys. Why the fuck haven't they sold out yet? Why is there no live show? Why aren't they touring across the nation? Why doesn't that guy have a green card? Like,
peanut head.
Come on, I would pay you $400 to watch you, but, like, drag your nuts across, like, my face. Please, do it. And also, you guys, who's right? You need to work on your shit, you guys.
That's fucking funny.
He does, yeah. He looked like a fucking jelly bean.
I'm gonna turn off my camera.
Oh, the guy didn't even want to come on.
Well, he's been begging.
I have not been begging.
I should read you the private messages that Brady sent me last week when I took his spot.
This is not an erotic show, all right?
No, he sabotaged me and said, oh, his mic sucks. Don't have him on. Oh, no.
Yeah, and you bought a new mic. Just to come on the show, by the way. You guys are so famous now.
This isn't funny.
All right. Funny?
What?
Are you still there? Are you still there?
I think this is that fucking prank dial bullshit that you were talking about.
Hello?
No, it was Carl that was talking about.
Oh, Lord, I am so sorry. It's just I haven't spoken.
Kaya?
No, I don't want to hear it. I don't,
I don't give a fuck if you want to hear it. I asked you a question.
I don't want to hear it.
I don't know.
Oh, this show is a mess. I think we need 12 more people on is what we need.
Get Bob in here. Fuck it.
Now I'm coming at you from the as a listener of the official podcast, and I just want to say I think it's real gracious of you fellas to let these fucking weirdos and also pretty normal people leave weird messages
on your machine about an entirely different podcast. So thanks. But
like I have an answering machine sitting here.
And I want to suck those motherfucking toes real bad, boy. Let me at those toes.
Fuck. Oh, that's you.
No. Hello, Doug. Hello, Anthony.
Hi.
On Monday, July 1st, I will become a $100 patron of yours. I've listened to 100 hours in the past 2 weeks. Don't rack your brains. That's 200 hours. I'm going to pay you $100. And after I do that,
well, July 1st is coming and gone, and your money never showed up, you lying fucker. I had that money spent too. I was going to start Weight Watchers, but now I can't.
Hey, this is Laszlo. Can you tell the official podcast that the last episode about the Yes stuff, that was just so annoying?
Kyle, your last episode about the I stuff was really annoying.
Yeah, I didn't get that either.
Yif. What's a yif?
Yif. Oh, it's what furries do.
I think that's what he said. Furry.
Every once in a while, we get furries just angry at us for making fun of them.
Really?
I don't know.
East Oregon, and I don't really listen to your podcast.
Thank you.
I don't listen to the official podcast either. I just watched one of their episodes and I got your number. And I just want to say that
I don't believe this for a fucking second. I don't believe that he doesn't listen to your episode, your podcast, listen to one episode, and then decided to take your call of action. He called three fucking times. I'm not even going to bite him.
He must have really liked that episode.
Hey, guys, the Who's Right podcast. Thanks for the show. I've been watching it every day at work. Keep up the delicious content.
Please don't ever call us delicious.
You can call me delicious. That's cool. I'm good with it.
Yeah, it's not funny. It's not as funny being on this end of it, is it, Brady?
I'm glad that this show has a theme. This is great.
Why are you super chatting all of them?
After having surgery, I'm finally able to talk to you guys. I had basically a gum graft surgery a couple weeks ago. I had receding gum line. They cut out some healthy gum, sewed it.
The fuck?
The receding gum line, and it, bada bing, bada boom. And I was in the parking lot. They gave me prescriptions and all that. I went to my insurance. I was in the parking lot. I had to click.
All right, I was waiting for you guys. I'm aborting it.
This is the best one yet.
Out. I'm sorry. I was staring at my misspelled name.
Hey, guys. I'm just calling to let you know that I've listened to your podcast, and I think it's pretty good. I've watched one episode, and
it sounds like Kip from Napoleon Dynamite. From
the official boys who sent me. I just want to also give them a shout out. I started watching them and listening to them when
nobody gives a fuck. I don't care. You guys may care. If you want to tell them, call their voicemail.
Which is the Who's Right voicemail.
Do you guys have an address? Have them write you letters. That's what I want. Don't.
We don't have an address. We don't have an email. We don't have a voicemail. I guess we could use somebody else's P.O. box or something.
There you go. Give him Brady's address.
No, give him Doug.
I bet he'd be stupid enough to tell me, too.
End of the rubber challenge.
Brady, do you know what the rubber band challenge is? You take a watermelon, you just keep putting rubber bands on it until the top of it explodes.
Never heard of such a thing.
Try it with your head. You have that little notch in the middle where the rubber bands can
There's
go.
There's nothing abnormal about my head. You're just making shit up now.
Have you looked in the mirror? Seriously.
Yeah, it doesn't look abnormal.
Your beard, it looks like you have a flesh beard, like you got stung by a bunch of bees.
Flesh beard.
Okay, at least I don't look like an egg, Doug.
Hey, fuck you, peanut head.
Hey, this is Jack from Illinois. I was sent by the official boys. I'm actually starting to enjoy your show. So that's actually pretty cool. And, yeah.
Is that it?
That was it.
Wow. I like it.
That was a good one.
Hi, my name's Brandon. I'm from New York State. I just wanted to let you know that this is a message for the official podcast. Y'all are the greatest pussies of all time, and I would suck all of you off. Y'all have a good fucking day, and you know, just so you know, you'll be in my wet dreams.
Mm. Ew. Some of them try very hard to be funny.
Yeah, they're failing miserably.
I know a thing or two about trying hard to be funny, and these guys are not doing it right.
I love you.
Well, I'd say they're just too hard.
Doug, I love you. Doug, if I ever saw you in real life, Doug, I want you, Doug. I love you, Doug.
Kai, I fucking hate you.
This goes out to Bob or Kaya's dad. Made a remark on your little video about my mom probably giving me a nickname. Actually, my mom hates that name. She always rolls her eyes when she hears it. Adios, man. See you next.
They always assume they know, you know what they're talking about.
Kyle?
That was a weird one.
You're supposed to be here to clear this shit up for the boomers. You're more confused than we are.
I don't know who my dad is. I've never even met him myself. I don't know what YouTube comments he's leaving.
I really want to talk about you not knowing who your dad is.
What's red in detail class?
Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
Hmm?
Did you also tell people to call and leave us edgy jokes, Kaya?
No, I mean, maybe. Why?
I don't know, maybe.
All right, listen.
What's red in Beaton class? A baby in the microwave.
Not that edgy.
Well, it was pretty edgy when I heard it back in 1987.
Right, it's... boring and old.
Dancing through the snow, one horse open sleigh, over the fields we go.
Fuck.
Why do all of these voicemails sound like the same guy calling and doing voices?
It's you, isn't it? You don't have any listeners, do you? This is all just one big joke.
Hey, Doug. I was just wondering if you could, like, explain how your mom's tits looked, you know? Like, were they perky or whatever? And, Doug, your mom's a beautiful woman. Anthony, your mom's a fucking gutter slut.
All right.
Didn't you tell a story about how your mom used to flash you all the time, Doug?
No, she did it once.
a week for 3 years.
I play it over all the time in my head.
It was a continuous flash where she never put anything back on.
Did you like it?
I did not like it.
Wait, does your mom have big tits?
Not as big as my aunt.
Sorry. I was just taking a fat rip off my jewel. I just wanted to say,
all right, that's enough of that.
Yay. So yay.
You have a jewel.
I heard you vaping before.
Hi, Anthony. Hi, Dong. It's Andrew from North Carolina again. Just want to say, just listen to the episode. We listen to my voicemail. I did subscribe to Patreon a week later after sending it to you guys. I think I named myself like Fat Nasty or some dumb thing like that. Yeah. Doing a good job. My balls are sweaty.
Sorry, I think the important thing what he said there. Hold on. I gotta start over. I got to make it sound smooth. I think the important thing that he said there was that he had subscribed to our Patreon, which could be found at patreon.com/who's right. Anthony, you want to help out here?
Smooth. No, you had it. You were good. Everything's cool.
I don't think I've heard Anthony plug your Patreon once.
No, I was thinking about that.
What are you talking about? I plug our Patreon all the time.
You plug your mom all the time.
Right. With our Patreon.
All right. I think this guy's a fan of yours. He's calling you back, Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. Hi, Don. It's Andrew again. I think I have a fetish for you guys or something. I don't know.
What?
I like talking to you guys, even though it's more of a one-way conversation. Just wanted to say, Anthony's right. Don is wrong. Every time.
Every time. Even I don't believe that.
How do you feel about somebody having a fetish about you? Like imagining your beard going up their inner thigh.
Kind of makes
that just
me
a groupie.
No, groupies are chicks. This is a dude. Did you not hear him?
I mean, is there such a rule? Can't famous men have gay groupies?
No, yeah, groupies are chicks. I don't.
You can. I think you do.
No.
All right, that's an interesting conversation.
Hi, Anthony. Hi, Don. Andrew again from North Carolina. I just realized Dong is wrong. Should be on a t-shirt. Just like a plug for burn victims.
Dong is wrong.
And I expect royalties in the mail by next Tuesday at 3:22 p.m. Arabic time. Yeah. My balls are sweaty again. Hi, Anthony. Hi, Dong. Sweaty ball Andrew here again. And, yeah. I just wanted to let you guys know that my balls are still sweaty. The humidity in the area is around at 95%. My balls are dipped in the water at this point.
Can you move on to the next guy?
I should probably change my underwear.
No, I was just going to let it play until you guys fucking said something.
I kind of like this guy.
All right. Here's the next one.
Hi, Anthony. Hi, Dong. Sweaty ball. Senior recruit here. Reporting for duty. Yeah. Yeah, I just realized I'm not as big of a fan as I thought I was. I would like to apply for the position as senior recruiter. I would like to individually check yes or no on the semen recruit advocates. Thank you. Sweaty ball out.
Sweaty ball out. I like that guy.
Oh, yeah. Sweaty, what is it? Private sweaty balls?
No, he's not a private.
Yeah, you can be our human recruiter. Go do it.
Yeah, recruit some semen, buddy.
This is actually for the official boys. I just wanted to contribute my, my take on the things that I like, and that's fruit. I like fruit.
I think you are a fruit.
I was like, no, fuck that, and then that was perfect. I like that fruit. Good.
Yo, it's Ken from Connecticut, guys. Keep up the good work. Only heard about you guys from the official boys. Hope you guys do another bonus episode with them. Keep it up. Oh, and Anthony, your mom's fat.
Thanks.
I love how you guys are hoping to come on a public episode and that guy just delegated you to the bonus.
Because I know that's never going to happen.
Hey, this is Kai's mom.
Nope.
Cool. So now my dad and my mom called it.
All right, I'll admit something, Doug. That was me.
If I would have known that, I would have known that.
You're on the show and we skipped your fucking voicemail.
Hang on. Play it.
If I would have known that was you, it would have been enough to know not to have you on the episode.
Now you got to hear it. Now you got to play it.
It's not that good.
Hey, this is Kai's mom. I'm just calling to tell him he needs to come take his cats back. They've been living with me for a while now, but it's time for them to go somewhere else. Please tell Kaya to take his cats back. I've been trying to get a hold of him,
next.
But he won't answer his phone. So I tried to get a hold of him.
What the fuck were you thinking?
Yeah, I think we're good.
I hope
the joke was that Kaya's mom's retarded, and thereby for Kaya's retarded.
Goodbye.
Every time I look down, I keep expecting to look up and Brady's gone because that's embarrassing right there. That's fucking, that's terrible, man.
As soon as I skipped it, that should have been your cue to not claim it as yours.
I know, right?
Hey, you know that thing that you said was that thing that you said was a piece of shit? That was me, baby.
That was so me.
Well, you didn't say it was a piece of shit yet.
All right, Jesus. So I just saw a billboard advertising it for professional attorneys. It gave me this story to think about. I mean, the note on billboard just says we take a case seriously, but they weren't dressed like normal attorneys. I mean, I'm in the South Carolina, the Low Country, and the girl had a bonnet on, and like, I mean, you know, two dudes were there.
Thank you. We appreciate your call. What the
fuck was going on there?
Hey, guys, it's Oren, and I have a poem for the official podcast. We know you're a furry. Jackson, tell us and end this scurry. We'll shoot our loads. All thanks to your game codes. To the next boy, Andrew, I say I love you. You can do a neat trick and suck your own dick. We can't forget Charlie, whose hair is rather gnarly. Master of the fleshlight, your skills are quite a sight. The man named Kaya, he is our messiah, destroyer of incels who weigh 3 quintals. With voice like silk, go bathe in milk. I'm high off my ass. We love the official podcast.
God damn it.
The guy had that took effort to write.
That's all you had to say?
What'd you say, Kaya?
I said that must have taken some effort to write. The best thing to come out of you guys' show for me is that I now get to sell merch with bathe and milk on it. So I think I'm going to capitalize quite nicely from this whole voicemail thing.
Perfect.
Sorry for you guys being a casualty.
Are you?
Don't mind the shit-eating grin.
Milk Kid, the one and only. Fuck. I hear someone's been challenging my reign. Listen here, whoever called.
Did you hear what he said?
Yeah,
I heard. Right, this is the original.
Somebody.
So no, this is the original. This is the original kid that called in about bathing in milk.
Oh, you recognize that from the number?
No, he said, "Hey, it's the Milk Kid."
Yeah. Okay. So somebody messaged me saying he was the original Milk Kid. Said he was sorry. For calling in and embarrassing us in front of you too.
Is that real?
So I said, whatever, we don't really care about it. Just have fun with it. And then I say this on our show. Next day, I get a message on Twitter from someone saying, hey, that guy's an imposter. I'm the kid who told people to bathe in milk. So the bathe in milk kid thing, the personality is now being contested by multiple people. I don't know which one is the original. I guess you'd have to go back and dig it up.
Nope.
That's what I was just going to say. I guarantee that won't happen.
Hey, it's the Milk Kid, the one and only. I hear someone's been challenging my reign. Listen here, whoever called in on Dick's show, whoever said, don't bathe in milk, can suck my toes. You hear that? You can suck my toes and bathe in milk. All right, whoever's been talking to Kaya on Snapchat, claiming to be the milk kid. I am the one and only. The one and only milk kid. All right?
You are the ones who are the ball lickers.
Jesus. Wow.
Your fans are weird.
They're your fans too now.
This is Jaden Smith in Terre Haute, Indiana. I just like to say I love your podcast and y'all are fucktards.
That was to you guys.
Yeah. I mean, except for the low in the podcast part.
You don't know that.
The Jaden Smith.
I'll take it. This is Trey from Louisiana. I was just calling to say, well, I have two messages, one for y'all. Really great podcast. Fucking love y'all's podcast, especially when y'all talk about fucking seven babies in the goddamn forehead when they're coming out of the vagina. That was us. Great shit. Really what? Good way to...
Was that us or you guys?
It could be either one. Killing babies is good material.
No. And the second message, I came from the official podcast. I'm just saying, I'm happy that they recommended your voicemail to call into because now I have another podcast to listen to. Y'all are fucking edgy. Y'all are fucking awesome. I'm talking about y'all, Doug and Anthony. I'm not talking about the official podcast. They're fucking pussies compared to y'all. Anyways, thank you. And good night.
Isn't it a bad thing to be edgy?
No, not too. I mean, edgy has gone the way of neckbeard. An incel, where literally any guy that disagrees with you or makes a joke that's mildly above a knock-knock joke is now edgy.
Hmm.
Right? Oh, that joke sounded kind of racist. You're such an edgelord. You're just saying this to be edgy. Okay. Does right. Doug look like a pixelated mess to anyone else
big,
as well?
Big time, yeah.
Okay.
It's just how I was born, man. I don't know.
She's cool.
Was that it?
Yeah. Hey, I just want to say Kaya Orson is a fucking faggot.
That's right. Brady again.
Was that you, no. Brady?
Yeah. That one's worth hearing again.
Hey, I just want to say Kaya Orson is a fucking faggot.
That is Brady.
That was after Kaya. That was after he talked shit about me and said my mic sucked, so I wouldn't come on.
He's such a child.
That's the best comment ever. That's the best.
Should have said compress.
So there's a those of you listening to the audio version of this, there was a comment that popped up. It says Doug's too fat for the camera to render. The fuck you.
There's not enough bandwidth for you, girth.
What are you laughing at, peanut head?
Oh god, slow internet jokes are great.
Doug, you sound like Alex Jones on acid. Anthony, I'm sorry about your suicide thing, but yeah. You got it. Don't become a Christmas ornament. It's not Christmas yet, but when Christmas rolls around, you better believe you should string yourself up in your garage and just hang over there. I was sent by the official boys, but I honestly
Anthony,
don't really give
it. Please don't hurt yourself. If you're having suicidal thoughts, let me have your laptop.
Just don't become a
put it, I'll put it in the mail. I'll put it in the mail before I go.
Is that a new lingo for don't kill yourself?
I think so.
I like that one.
Hey, it's the same guy from earlier who told you to kill yourself. That's why I say I'm sorry. And I'm just kidding. Fuck you guys. Eat a dick.
Wait. Oh. All right.
Hey, it's the same guy from earlier who told you guys to eat a dick. I just want to say that I'm legitimately sorry, and I've actually enjoyed both of you guys' shows. You guys have a nice day, and don't kill yourself. Though you still sound like Alex Jones on something crazy. Have a cool day.
So does that mean he thinks I sound like Alex Jones?
Because well, Doug does. I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
But I'm confused.
Also, that guy, the same guy telling you not to kill yourself, is going to call in next week saying, die, fat fuck. As he should.
Of course.
So you guys are supposed to be here clearing this up.
Did that need an explanation?
No, I understand the part about me being fat and people wanting me to die. I get that. I'm talking about everything else.
You sound like Alex Jones. He's a podcaster.
I know who the fuck Alex Jones is.
What else was there?
Everything's cleared up now.
You know, driving down the highway listening to all these voicemails, you begin to realize they're fucking boring as fuck. Only to tell some better stories, fuck what.
Hey, guy that just called, tell some better stories.
Yeah, be the change.
Mortal fools, you bow before your king.
Nope.
Was that a 9-year-old?
Hey, I'd like to speak upon the behalf of the 12-year-old community, and I'd like to apologize. I think that what they are saying is very immature. Bathe in milk? Who created that? Who thought of that? Whose mind went to that? Don't. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man. I love your podcast.
All right.
It's kind of sad that we'll never know who Bathe in Milk is. He's like a legend.
You say legend, I say douche, whatever.
He's a 9-year-old. You can call him a douche.
I just did. Yeah,
he's like 10.
And I can call him a douche to his face because I know I can take him.
What if it was secretly?
I'll take his allowance and fuck his stepmom.
Play his games, delete a save game, then kill yourself in front of him. Teach him a lesson about online bullying.
Santa's not real.
Hey, I'm calling in from the Who's Right podcast to let them know that the official podcast may have 12-year-old viewers, but you guys have 14-year-old viewers. And I think that's an accomplishment. You should be proud.
Okay.
You guys can shower in milk.
We can shower in milk. Yeah. I don't know if pride is what I'm feeling right now.
Yeah, like, what are you guys'? I'm sure you have some analytics. What is your guys' demographics besides that one guy from the other podcast, the weirdo, who listens to you guys?
It's typically,
you say the guy from the other podcast that's a weirdo, that's a pretty broad range.
It's typically 26-year-old females with no kids.
Okay. can I have some?
What's up, you little shit? Ah, fuck! What's up, you little shit? Ah, fuck! Oh, sorry for yelling. Fuck, I just missed my turn. Fuck. Fuck,
all right,
fine.
That was great.
I used to think the only people that listened to Doug and Anthony were Doug and Anthony.
you used to be right.
Well, scroll through these, like, your YouTube channel, there's like 300 videos with zero views. It's like, why are you doing this?
It's fucking fun. Fuck off.
So weird.
Did you notice that none of those were videos, right, dummy?
No, I
they
didn't.
They were auto posted from our podcasting. Shut the fuck up.
Well, then I
no, my no one auto listens. Like,
I know one thing. I know that there's nothing that you can say to hurt my feelings because you couldn't figure out a USB mic. I'm good.
That's true.
It was the laptop I couldn't figure out. Shut up. You don't know who I was doing.
All right. Fuck! Sorry. I'm at four. Wait. Fucking late. You fucking cut me off. Fuck you. Fuck you! Fuck you! Anyway.
Stop it.
Fuck! Jesus Christ.
Oh. Hey, what's up, Who's Right? I was just wondering, what in this world is more narcissistic than leaving a voicemail and then listening to every one of your voicemail episodes just to hear their own voice? Anyways, hi, future me.
I like that one.
I got to give him time to answer himself. Hold on.
Hey, Who's Right Podcast. I was just wondering, are you guys ever going to go on the official podcast? I'm not sure who exactly is in charge of booking that, but I would love to see you guys on there or hear you guys on there, whatever. I don't know. Fucking audio platform. Anyways, you guys need to be more adamant about getting on there or not. I don't know. You guys are probably late.
Well, I'm adamant about that.
I don't think it works that way, does it?
Well, you guys can be on any bonus episode of your choosing. You can't be on a real one.
That hurt my feelings.
We don't want any, like, we don't want people to know you come on the show. It'd be kind of embarrassing.
What's this wee shit? You just listen to them.
I'm a representative of the community.
Hey, so I was just wondering if you guys know who Owen Benjamin is.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go back.
I don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Hey, so I was just wondering if you guys know who Owen Benjamin is. He's a comedian. He's pretty much relegated to his own website and Instagram. And at first, you know, he sounds like some kind of a racist, anti-Semitic
next
retard.
Taking orders from
I just want to take a minute to tell you guys how much I fucking hate cyclists on the road. Get off the damn road. Your fucking bike goes 30 miles an hour top, and I'm trying to drive.
What kind of bicycle goes 30 miles an hour?
I agree with this a lot, actually. This drives me insane.
How come
you know what? Nobody gives a shit. What, Anthony?
The only complaints I ever hear about Owen Benjamin is that he's racist and anti-Semitic or whatever. But the real complaint, he's not funny. Just complain that he's not funny.
Anthony's hot take.
I've never heard of that name in my life.
But I just want to apologize for raising my voice and not my voice.
That's fine. You're good.
Hello, my name is Magical Swamp Wizard, and I...
Nope, we're not doing that. You might as well just stop that before you even start.
So what do you think, Anthony? Do you want to just keep going, and maybe we can get through all these?
Is there like 600 left?
Not with me on.
This is not with me on. These are your fucking voicemails.
I don't care anymore.
You did this, Kaya. You did it.
Look, I like you guys and I like talking to you and all, but not on this voicemail shit. Yet at the same time, I also don't really want to go on your regular show because I enjoy it and I don't want to have to hear myself when I listen to the episode back. That's another problem.
Okay, what a conundrum. You know what? How about this? We'll have you on our bonus episode, you prick.
I'll listen to those too. That's the problem. I'm going to be going through your catalog at some point. I'm still not caught up to today. I'm going to get to whatever the fuck it is now, July, August, whatever. I'm going to see a new episode. I'm going to be excited listening, hear my own voice and go, ah, fuck.
Fuck.
There's my faggot voice on this show. Well, I'm not getting an episode that week. Awesome.
So, boys. Seaman recruit reporting for duty. Only for the official boys, though.
Wait. Well, no. That's not how that works.
I wasn't even listening.
Recruit reporting for duty. That's our thing.
We've taken over.
Yeah, hi. This is RST Video Calling. Customer number 4352.
No.
Nice place in order. Okay.
Fuck you, listen.
The following tapes. Whispers in the Wind, To Each His Own.
It's from Clerks. What do you mean, no?
I know. We're not that. No.
Okay.
What's Clerks?
Don't question my. Did you say what's Clerks? You're out. Get the fuck out of here.
50 years old.
Fucking gone. What the fuck is this bullshit? What's Clerks?
Get him back in. Oh, there he is. Good old figure eight head.
Hey, this is Michael here for the official podcast. I just wanted to call you a fat fuck, Anthony. You fucking fat ass dude. How are you even alive, dude? You're so fat. What the fuck, man?
You fat piece of shit.
He must have heard he's on the verge of suicide.
Hey, this is Ulysses from Florida. I've been wanting to say that I love the show. I'm here to drop a voicemail that I love you guys, but I really enjoy the show and keep on what you're doing. Keep on trucking, y'all.
Keep on trucking.
Good evening.
It was cute.
The date is June 17th, and the preventable disease of the day is tetanus. Remember, a vaccine can easily prevent tetanus. Tetanus has fewer than 1,000 cases in the U.S. per year. Remember. Tetanus.
Remember.
See, this is what happens if you don't give people a template. Weren't the death threats more fun?
Yes.
But did you
fuck you. Podcast is pretty good.
All right.
Hey, this is Trey from Louisiana. I'm just saying that you guys are doing awesome. And Anthony?
That's it.
That can't be it.
Oh, your mom's probably a whore.
Look, I'll play it again. Watch.
Hey, this is Trey from Louisiana. I'm just saying that you guys are doing awesome. And Anthony?
Sucks.
You edited that.
No. So, Bob, I see your comment popped up here. Nope, wrong one. Saying that I skipped your voicemail. I am proud to say that I have only skipped the one voicemail like 9 shows ago. So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Someone's asking when we're going to get
funny. Hey there, Trey again. Sorry about that. The acid kicked in. I was just going to ask Anthony, what are your music influences? Like, what if you actually, like, you said that you play guitar. Like, what genre do you play? What bands do you listen to? Do you want to do anything else? And Doug, what do you do? I honestly have no idea what you do other than complain and talk about black people. All right, Sue.
That's amazing.
You know what? So let's not answer that. Let's save that for our regular show. That'll be a good kickoff point to answer. We got one more to get through, and then I can proudly say that we are all caught up with all the voicemails.
So you're sure you don't want to listen to Anthony and me talk about synthesizers?
Come on, 100%.
He's got one in the back there, right next to his spunk loop, just like me. I like that too. Just leave it up and fuck it.
I kind of want to know.
Go on. Sorry, no, you guys were fucking talking. Talk.
I want to know why Doug's talking about black people.
Listen to the fucking show, douchebag.
I've listened to one episode.
Did he say anything about black people?
Yeah, actually, I think he did. Something racist.
So what are you asking for?
Never mind. Next.
It looks like this is fascinating. I don't see you usually this much. It looks like somebody has a fisheye filter on your head.
Don't talk about Doug that way.
All right, when I interned at this police department, Major City Police Department, I was just with some detectives. We were reviewing cases, and there was this police report that stuck out. This officer was called to a public park where an individual was exposing himself to kids. Instead of going right up when he saw the guy in the raincoat, the officer just watched for like 10 minutes, just to make due diligence, make sure he's really beating it and all that. So it's nice detective work. I appreciate that it was swift action, but it wasn't too swift. Like,
all right, I'll just let you guys start your episode. I think we're done.
Yeah, I've got
fucking clue what's going on here.
Anyway,
I subscribe to
another one just came in
to your pod, to your Patreon, the Raihu pod Patreon.
Perfect. Somebody's getting some money, but it ain't us.
All right. Have you ever had one of those fans that if you cut off their voicemail, they would resume, they would call again and resume a new message about where they left off? Those fans are just stupid and retarded and autistic. But yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for signing up for Right Who's podcast, Patreon, whatever the fuck. All right, you guys. Thank you both for joining us. We are going to head over and...
Fuck you.
All right.
I think this needs a new format. You can't keep playing these like this.
No, we're done. We're caught up, man.
Oh, we're caught up, huh?
Yeah, we are 100% caught up. We ended on episode 10.
Okay.
Bye.
Just have to do it next month so they can pay that month's rent.